Tonight, positivity expert Dr. Daphne Scott rides sidecar for the evening. Then later, we'll find out a little bit more about Lincoln Square's wine stroll with guests in studio. And finally, it's Friday night, so that of course means we'll play What's in the Box and get a weekend windup from Rob Martier. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
It's Friday. I am your host, Patty Vasquez. We're here till 2 a.m., and I had someone ask me the other day where they can hear my show because they're not up this late. You're here, though. Daphne, you're awake.
Oh, I'm wide awake.
And people listening right now are awake.
And they're ready to party.
Well, or they might be, you know, getting ready to snuggle up in bed.
I know the answer. I know the answer.
Yeah.
Now they can hear the show. They can go to iTunes and search for Patty Vasquez.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Yep. There you go.
WGNradio.com. They can download our apps. Bunch of different ways.
It's all there.
iHeartRadio. So much.
Everything I've said for the last 2 years is available on iTunes.
Wow.
Everything I've said, everything Craig said. We don't say anything all day long until we get here, by the way.
Yeah, I've never spoken outside of this place.
We've actually decided in a meeting today, we've actually decided that I need to start calling into my own show.
That's a great idea.
During the day.
Right.
So...
Right, we're setting up a voicemail so Patty can call and do show segments when she's not working.
Because I think of things during the day that I want to say, but to my audience.
You guys are brilliant.
And so I'm going to call and start making messages for the show.
I love it. You know, I actually think you should do that.
No, we are.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
oh, this isn't a joke. This is, you guys
no, this
are serious.
Is real.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. We're now doing an on-air production meeting as well.
We're
as...
really into voicemail right now.
Yes,
we leave voicemails at the end of shows for people.
We've never called Daphne.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, why are you guys not? You know, I wanted to say something about that. Now, I have noticed that you have called people in the middle of the night.
Yes. I don't want to call you because I'm worried that you leave your ringer on. Do you leave your ringer on when you go to bed?
Well, no. I have favorites, so... I probably wouldn't even hear you, but I would like call. It's sort of like you want to be invited. Patty.
I want to make sure that the people we call, like Pat Tomasulo, I checked with him first. He does not turn his ringer off, so I won't call him.
Okay, well, what are you going for?
I haven't
for
checked
here?
With you yet. We want your voicemail.
Oh, you want my voicemail?
That's all we want.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you.
But we don't want you to know we're calling your voicemail.
Right.
We want it to be a surprise.
We want a surprise, not talk to you.
Okay, so why haven't, you haven't called me because you thought I left my ringer on.
There are some people who do because they have family members who maybe, in case they're worried.
So they don't know how to put a favorites on their phone that it will ring through.
Only if it's.
So they don't know technology.
I don't know how to do that. Can you show me how to do
that? That's the iPhones, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the Do Not Disturb that I use, and then the people that you select as favorites will go past that.
Do I have that on my Android?
You do not.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Sorry to deliver you the bad.
And also now everyone
news.
Knows that I'm reachable 24 hours a day.
Well, you can, yes, no, because you can turn your phone off. I mean, you can turn.
I could. Steve's mad at me because he's like, you can turn your phone on airplane mode because I leave it on. I'm worried that if I turn it on silent, also my alarm won't go off.
That'll go on.
No, it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, if you go to silent, it might not. It's yes. It's very tricky.
By
the way, we did call Patty, though.
Yes, they did.
We have done that once
I
now.
It did wake me up.
I'm going to start
But
calling.
I let it go to voicemail. I didn't want to tell you that last night. I told Esmeralda my little secret. But I went right back to sleep, and I loved my voicemail.
Well, now you know I would like a call.
But now we're not going to call you because you want it.
I know. See, I just jinxed myself.
You're just
never
needy.
Mind.
It's weird.
Yeah, I'm just desperate.
It got creepy.
I'm desperate for a phone call.
Of course we'll call you.
No, I don't want you to. Now forget it.
Okay.
Oh, now we want to call it. So confusing now.
This is such a weird vortex I've been sucked into. I feel like there's nobody upstairs.
So yeah, like there is nobody. There's nobody up there.
Okay, wait, though. You guys are also in the complete dark. I don't know if I'm at work right now or if I'm having a dream. This is really confusing.
I'm going to need you to turn the lights off in the producer's booth.
Right.
We have turned the lights off in the studio because when we entered, host Dane had the he had the lights sort of dimmed. But when you dim the studio lights, the LEDs flicker, and I feel like I'm having a seizure.
Yeah,
so
it was a little flicker.
It's got to be all on or all off.
And we decided to go all off, and I got to tell you, Craig just turned his lights off in the producer's booth.
I don't know what's happening.
It is a weird scene in here.
Right. So I assume at this point that I'm certainly dreaming, so I guess I can say whatever I want.
You can't.
This isn't real.
You can say whatever. You don't cuss in your dreams. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
You don't?
No.
Why would
I do that? I just fly.
Colin Hanks was
flying dreams are great.
Oh, they are good.
Mm-hmm. They're the best.
Can you control where you're flying to when you're dreaming about flying?
Yeah, I have some lucid dreams, like quite often actually, where I know I'm in a dream.
No, no. Yeah. What? Sorry, I broke my bottle here.
You did. That's what happens in the dark. Those noises are amplified.
Did you have to train yourself to do that?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
How do you train yourself to do that?
Oh, it's like you just do the stuff before you fall asleep and... Like, one of the big things in dreams is, like, to be able to see your own hands mm-hmm. in your dream. So you just, like, focus on, like, tonight I'm going to see my own hands.
So before you go to sleep, you tell yourself what you want to accomplish in the dream?
Basically, yeah.
You know, Elliot Serrano's having some trouble going to sleep. I don't know if he's awake listening to us right now. He does listen to the show. Elliot, maybe Dr. Daphne has some positivity tips for you for drifting off to sleep.
One of them is just go to sleep.
Oh, stop it. See, the more you want to go to sleep.
I never thought of that one. That's such a good one.
The more you want to sleep, the harder it is to sleep, though, isn't it? If I go to sleep now,
yeah.
One
of the things that creates like difficulty sleeping is you think you should you start telling yourself like, oh, I should be asleep. I need to get more sleep. But if you just let go of that, you don't have to get a lot of sleep.
I texted him, go to
he's
sleep.
Like, I've been trying.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Yes. Just, you know, stay awake.
I can't.
The opposite.
I can't relax when I try to go to sleep.
No, you can't. You have to just let yourself like not worry about it.
I leave the TV on and I watch. I have TVs on in the background.
Does it help you?
I fall asleep eventually.
I told you to watch that George Clooney movie. That'll make you fall asleep.
Good night and good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You'll be out in 30 seconds.
There are going to be people who are big fans of that movie that are going to be very upset with you.
They can be. That's their.
Okay.
They can be. Did you see that movie, Craig?
Good night. Good luck.
No, I fell asleep. Soon as it started.
I fell asleep to the fracking movie with, and I'm not cussing, movie with Matt Damon and John Krasinski.
Promised Land or something?
Yeah, Promised Land. Yeah, she fell asleep during that.
No.
Yeah, it didn't hold my attention. something, they're destroying the earth.
Something.
There's a big crack in the earth. Oh, it's bad. They're pumping something into it. I'm asleep now.
Yeah. Right. That's how the water in Flint happened. Was that what it was?
The water in Flint happened because people are just evil.
Ooh.
There you go.
Have I told you something?
No.
All right, then.
You want to?
There's a lawyer that is working with the governor of
Michigan. Oh,
yes,
you did.
It's so weird. It's weird that I spend holidays with a gentleman who is representing the governor of Michigan.
Yeah?
That's weird. That's a very sort of vague way of saying that someone in my family is representing the governor of
Michigan.
But longtime listeners of the show know that I have in-laws that I have a tenuous relationship with at best.
Right.
So maybe that helps. But it's weird to have watched the testimony. There was a hearings held.
Yeah.
There was a hearing held, and the governor was testifying right behind him, like, oh, that's – but he always finishes all the mashed potatoes before I get to my side of the table. Of course he's representing the governor of Michigan. More after this on 720 WGN. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. That's Jody Messina.
Yeah,
you recognize that song?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
I think it's a good song for you when you're on.
Oh, well.
Because you're a positivity expert.
Oh, Patty.
No matter what's going on.
Nothing.
It was a weird week. How was your week?
My week was very full. Like, you know, I always like to think of like my life as like, it's like a plate and it's got stuff on it. And every once in a while I'm like,
I need this piece of bread?
Yeah, or like the gravy's really dripping off the side here.
Oh, man.
like the potatoes have fallen off.
When you have something leaking over the edge of your plate,
yeah,
do you try to make sure everything squeezes back in, or do you scrape something off?
I do my best to scrape something off.
All right.
I think it's like you have to remove things.
And
not
you have to run a paper towel around the edge so that when you put it down, it doesn't leave more trace of the mess.
Get the cat to clean up the rest of it.
Wow. That's intimate.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. So it was a full week. I'm glad to be here with you tonight.
Well, I am too, because you and I talked yesterday. It's been weird here. I was on the air after the Blackhawks game. Andrew Shaw was upset at the end of the game. But what's happened afterwards, you know, both in, by the way, you and I both went out to eat before the show. We're both having a little bit of, maybe that wasn't the best choice of meal right before the show.
Either way.
I did it a second ago, and it's not good radio, but the fact that we just both made the same, like, I'm not sure if I'm having heartburn.
I try to just, like, you know, just, yeah.
It's good radio.
We're
going to be
classy. We're classy ladies, Patty.
We are classy broads.
We are classy broads.
Like my dad liked to say, we are classy broads.
Well, that was part of our conversation.
That was part of our conversation. There was language that was used that some people were upset that he used the word that's a derogatory term for homosexuals, for homosexual men.
Yes.
There are people who are upset that people were upset. There are people who were mad at the NHL for suspending him. There are people who were mad. There was anger. The whole thing created a lot of anger.
Yes.
I stayed away from it on the first night because we hadn't gotten all the information yet.
Sure.
All we had was a video. We were lip reading Andrew Shaw in the penalty box. I was glad when he admitted that. I was glad that it was over. I wasn't glad that he had done it. That's a word that he has, you know, is in his repertoire. If that's something that, you know, that's something when you get mad, that's what you say.
That's what he chose.
That was disappointing. But I'm more concerned, concerned isn't a good word. I think flabbergasted.
Ah, flabbergasted.
I'm flabbergasted.
That's four syllables.
A lot of letters.
I like that.
I'm not even sure if it's two B's or not.
It's two.
Two B's? Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like it would have two B's. Flab yeah. and then burr.
Right. You can't get the burr. Right.
We're breaking it down now. We're going to diagram sentences in the next half hour. So if everyone has their...
I have my pen ready.
Excellent. There was a writer for the Chicago Tribune who wrote about his experience as a gay man and what it meant to him.
That's right.
To go through
I
this.
Read that. Yeah.
But then it was the responses to that. And the Chicago Tribune then put a response saying, we appreciate your input. This conversation is important. But... you know, using slurs and, you know, using hurtful language will be removed. And then people got mad at them for
for removing for hurtful yeah. language.
It's
all up for grabs. Huh?
Well, there were people mad at Hannah and me for, you know, saying that we were glad that it was handled that way. I'm not sure where all the anger is coming from when it comes to the conversation about it. Why they're mad that Andrew Shaw, like they're angry. They don't think it should have happened. And to say that you're mad because I think he should be able to say that is a weird defense place to be.
Yes, I agree. Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, people don't like to be controlled, right?
Or told that they're wrong.
Right, or told that they're wrong. Right. Exactly. And so, you know, they hide behind the First Amendment or freedom of speech. Well, actually, if you read that, that's not what it says. It doesn't say freedom of speech. Say whatever you want. You know, you can hurt people with your words. You can, you know, be a pejorative. You can do whatever you want. That's not what it says.
It says that you will not be you cannot be censored.
Right.
I don't have the power to censor. The Blackhawks aren't censoring him.
No.
He said it. He had the ability to say it.
Correct.
And then they also had the ability to react in the way they did.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. The First Amendment doesn't say do whatever you want.
No,
say
it does
whatever.
Not.
Say whatever you
that's
want.
It's like everything's up for grabs now.
But actually, what does it say? Now I feel like I have to look it up.
Yeah, I actually looked it up like a year ago because somebody else was bringing something to this, and it's like it does not say that. That's not the intention.
Say whatever you want.
No, it does not say whatever. And what's true is you can say whatever you want. You really can.
Yes, you can say any. You can say anything
that you want. You absolutely can hold any opinion that you want. Now you will suffer the consequences. It doesn't mean people are going to agree with you. It doesn't mean that a private institution is not going to say you can say whatever you want. You're not going to say that here.
Right.
You're not going to say this in the madhouse.
Yeah,
you're not going to do it.
You're right. Here it is. So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Right.
I didn't hear say whatever.
Now, when he said that,
I did not hear just openly insult people. That I didn't get that part in there.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I don't know where that was.
Because that's what it means. It means just openly insult people with your slang terms.
Yes.
And derogatory comments that objectify them. And I think this is the bigger thing. It's like, you know, people skip over. It's just, you're just objectifying humans when you do things like that. And I don't think that people really get what that means to objectify another human being. To see another human being like you would a pencil. This is just not the direction we want to go.
Right. It's so I look at the things that people are writing and the anger that's swelling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if is it more so now during this presidential campaign that people feel like, well, I'm just tired of people telling me what I can't say. I'm tired of political correctness is another thing. Right.
Right.
That what Andrew Shaw was
this
not politically
not the,
correct.
This is not. I don't know what that means.
What does politically correct mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either anymore because
I don't think anybody knows what it means.
Well, one side used it to, in the beginning it seems, that's not the politically correct thing to say. And then people started getting annoyed with that, right? It's not PC to call someone who's a Native American an Indian. I think
is that the idea?
The most direct line I can draw to what I remember the first time someone saying it's not politically correct to call someone an Indian if they're not from India.
Okay.
Right? That's one of the ways I remember. And then, you know, so then it also became, is it politically correct to call someone who's African-American? Like, do we call them black? You know, so it was that conversation. People didn't like having that conversation, I think, too. They don't like having the conversation about, you know, what do we call women? Is it girls? Is it, you know, all those things. I mean, what does it mean to be politically correct? Or incorrect?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because to me, to be politically incorrect, people are saying, I just want to be mean.
Well, yeah. And I think, again, I just want to come back to any time I think we're reducing a human down to their
sexuality,
their sexuality, their, you know, their, if you choose to see people in that light, in that way, I just think it's another way of just objectifying humans that isn't helpful.
A quick text from the 224. Now we need to regulate verbiage in sports write federal regulations No, that's a capital no.
No, but they're not controlling verbiage.
Right.
He said it. He did. Yeah. You can't control what he said. Right. You can say, oh, by the way, that's not the way the NHL wants to present themselves on national television
correct.
To their fans.
Right. The NHL is acknowledging that this was offensive
right.
and that they don't want their athletes that are seen as role models to countless children across the country as, you know, people that are allowed to do offensive things.
And here's the thing. If he had said, I mean, is it that it was that one that people are mad that he should be able to say that? Or if he had said the N-word, would we be having this conversation? And I'm not saying that Andrew Shaw would, but if it was another word.
Well, I think people are losing sight of what the real issue is.
What is the real issue?
That when we allow ourselves to go down that road, we're just excluding people. Right. So if he says that and then the message gets sent, yes, you can actually be against people because of their sexuality. That's right. Okay here. We're going to tolerate that here. That's totally okay.
Right.
We're just losing sight of the actual real issue.
I got to figure out what the real issue is.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, we'll take it back here. Oh, you know what the real thing is? Here's the real issue. The Hawks are going on to the next game.
That's the
real
issue.
They're still in the playoffs.
That's
more after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by positivity expert, Dr. Daphne Scott. You can catch her podcast online. She'll tell you where. Where do we find your podcast?
At 3Ws, Daphne-Scott.com and on iTunes.
Excellent.
There you go. And the Super Fantastic Leadership Show.
Super Fantastic
Leadership Show. Well, it's super done. Fantastic.
Super fantastic.
That's right.
When you're sitting around on a board meeting with your, are you the CEO?
Yeah, CEO.
You say, CEO Daphne. Which we name this. It's pretty super. Yes, but it's also fantastic. Well, I don't think we have to choose.
No, but yes and it.
Yes and.
It can be super and fantastic.
But you didn't and, just super fantastic. You took out
that's
the
right. I took no out articles. The and. Mm-hmm. No articles. Mm-hmm. Said both. Let's use super and fantastic.
Super fantastic.
Yeah. Leadership of all things.
Yes.
Yeah. That's super fantastic.
Leadership should be super fantastic. Otherwise,
shouldn't it?
It's going all to hell.
What's the point?
Exactly. I think we've got good leadership at Wrigley.
There we go.
8-1. Last night, Arietta got a pitch.
You're so excited.
I was so excited.
I love it.
You know why? Because the Cubs are announcing their presence.
I'm waiting this time.
Yeah. What?
With authority.
With authority.
That's what she wants us to say.
Rob, are you excited about the Blackhawks tomorrow night? I mean, this is good, too. This is a good weekend. This is a good weekend for sports.
Look, if you are a sports fan, you've got the NBA playoffs. You've got the NHL playoffs. Oh. You've got the start of the baseball season, in which a city that has been starving for good baseball since 2005 has two good baseball teams.
Yeah.
This is good.
I guess the Sox are doing well, too. I should probably – Roger Bad is just trying to figure out why it's so dark in the Allstate Showcase studio. Can you see how dark it is down
it's
here,
so dark.
Rob?
It is. I like it.
Do you like it?
There's a nice ambiance to it.
Mood.
We need some lava lamps.
We need some candles.
You know, you also left out the most compelling baseball story of this season, which is the true underdog in the 6-9 New York Yankees, who are going to storm back into things as the season progresses and win.
So anyway, back to the Cubs. Exactly. The last two
games. Says he and his Yankees hat.
They've scored a combined 24 runs over the last two games. Jake Arrieta, the no-hitter yesterday. They played well again today. This is a complete team.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievably stocked with talent. I was crestfallen when Schwarber was out for the season.
I too was crestfallen.
Crestfallen.
My crest. Fell
I rarely,
right off.
I rarely ever say crestfallen.
I've never.
It seems like a poetic moment.
Patty, since you are the huge Cubs fan here, think of it this way.
Yes.
Anthony Rizzo, batting 194, right?
Right. Yeah.
Addison Russell batting 200.
I'm just thinking about it right now.
Hayward batting 203. These guys normally hit in the high 200s, low 300s. Once they get going, the runs that they score will be obscene.
They're just warming up. I know, 16-0 yesterday, 8-1 tonight. I'm just saying. And Roger Bader said he was bowling yesterday during that game, and everything came to
everybody
a stop.
Everybody stopped in the
you
last
said
inning
stopped.
For all three outs.
Yes, you have
and
to.
And everybody was looking. We had about 150 people in the place, 36 lanes. TVs throughout.
I like
the
idea of Roger doing a head count: 2, 4, 6, 8.
Well, there's 5 on a team. 36.
Oh, you were
depending.
Doing math. You
I gotta
even
tell you,
counting.
I was driving my car on the Kennedy, and I just slammed on the brakes.
Well, you had to.
Is that you on the shoulder?
On the shoulder.
Your heart's racing.
I just slammed on the brakes, stopped traffic.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing, though.
Yeah, she was one on the shoulder. She popped a champagne bottle when it was all over. Had a party.
That was a tough choice. That was a tough choice last night because I was listening to the Blackhawks game. I don't know where to find the Cubs radio station. I don't know who does that.
Don't
I really,
worry about
honestly,
it.
Don't.
You don't need
so
to worry.
I don't. So I was just listening to the Blackhawks. I didn't even get to enjoy the.
Well,
no-hitter.
I don't think they're on the radio anymore. Actually,
Rob, I told you we were just talking
Cubs.
About. We were just talking about the statistics so far in the early season, who were some of the leaders in each of the leagues, and I was doing the National League, and Dexter Fowler is at, what did I say it was, 393? Batting average, he's second right now in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after tonight's game, he's at .377, but 370, good enough. Yeah,
yeah. So we've got some hitters that are picking it up.
Yeah,
waiting for the other guy. So
I'm thrilled. Good. And you also did an estimate of how many games they could win if they keep winning at this pace. Yeah. What was it like?
Somebody
like 321 games.
121. If they stayed at the same pace as yesterday, 121 said, and then somebody else tweeted back at me says, "Yeah, and the Nationals will have 120." So, I mean, it'll be a nice World Series.
It's nice to play around with the numbers right now.
It's a lot.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I don't want to get overexcited because...
No, I'm not overexcited.
I don't either.
You know, I just make Craig finish a quote for me every time I get excited. That's all.
That's true.
Yeah. Do. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are announcing their presence.
With authority.
It's a line. It's a line.
With authority.
It's a line from Bull Durham.
Okay. Yeah. With authority.
Right.
I like the way he says it.
You lollygag on the field.
With authority. You lollygag to first base. You lollygag to second base. God, that's a good movie.
You know what that makes you? Bunch of lollygaggers. Should we do a scene with Dr. Daphne later?
Yeah, oh, sure.
A movie?
Yeah, I would love that.
We can't do Bull Durham because.
Right.
No. Yeah.
We can. We'll just have to clean up some of the words.
We can't do it now because we already threw it out there.
Sweet.
It's what we want to do.
And yeah. That too.
I've already done Sally.
Sally Fields?
No,
When Harry Met Sally. Yeah. I did Sally from When Harry Met Sally in the diner.
Oh, I heard that the other day.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Roger.
You forgot the one thing, though. You forgot the sound effect.
I was hitting the counter.
I didn't hear that.
I prefer hitting, you not make that.
She was hitting the counter.
Oh, yes. She was.
Don't
All right.
worry.
All right.
It was definitely
Craig's like, don't worry.
I wasn't saying enough yeses. I dropped a few yeses because the senator
don't
was getting
worry.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The senator.
Just a few yeses. I brought you a gift. You got to bring this to Elliot.
Well, Elliot's going to be here next Friday. I'm sorry.
No, he says...
He said to bring it to... Oh, because he's going to come in. Oh!
Yes.
Oh, I don't think this is going to make it to Elliot. I'm so sorry, Elliot.
Is that the soundtrack? Like, is that an album?
Yeah. Elliot Serrano, I'm so very sorry that you will not be able to receive this from Big Daddy's. Did you buy it for $8.49 or
$50?
I
actually got it for nothing.
Oh.
Somebody in the building behind us got rid of all their records about 7 years ago, and I just kind of rifled through. They put it out by the garbage, and I rifled through and picked
up. Who puts the soundtrack, the vinyl soundtrack of Indiana Jones?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It is just so funny to see the soundtrack.
Why are you laughing, Craig?
Album.
I don't know that everyone would keep that. Some people,
wait a minute.
Throw it out.
Wait, can I make a statement?
312-981.
I need to make a statement. I don't know that just anyone would buy that.
Right.
Like, what?
I mean, there is the jam.
Come on.
People...
There's good music on there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not debating the soundtrack.
Just the value of the album cover. Just
right.
To
right.
Yeah.
It's really cool if you're a huge...
Now you're all imagining my cluttered house with crap that none of you would keep.
You know what? I'm finding out some of the... Because I got rid of all my albums.
Yep.
Right? I put them all on Facebook, trying to get rid of them. And because whatever we're not giving to people, we're mm-hmm. donating, or my son's going to take them to like a secondhand shop. But a bunch of people said, "Ooh, I want that cover."
Yeah,
they don't care about the album.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're doing covers on the walls.
Yeah.
As decoration. I'd never heard of that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The green room at the Zanies in Rosemont has all the album covers from comics that released vinyl.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
There's like, it's like but it wraps around the room. It's just it's very well done. It has mm-hmm. like edging on it.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you call the like frame?
Trim.
Trim. Yeah.
Trim.
Of course you both know that. More for this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Dr. Daphne Scott, our positivity expert. You can find her podcast, Super Fantastic Leadership Show, on iTunes and on our website, daphne-scott.com. By the way, you said triple W. Thank you for not doing W, because a lot of people still say www.
Who is saying that?
It happened to me yesterday, and I
don't care.
I don't want to make fun of people, because a lot of people do it still, right, when I ask them their website.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's just implied. www.
I've never asked, is there any website that does not start with that?
But you can, but the thing
yeah, some actually, and I don't know if they still use it, but it was www2.
Ah.
But any sure website, you just start typing it in, then .com.
Well,
you don't
right.
even have to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Three W's.
Something's
You don't even have to do .com. You just, like Facebook, F-A-C, boom. It's there. Yeah.
But there are still like .net, .org.
The right. .com, yeah, you got to say the .com.
I think so.
.net, .org, .is.
The autofill is a little dangerous, isn't it? Depending on your history.
Yeah.
Your website history.
Remember I told you that one night? I said, it's funny when you start to type in what does, and like it fills in itself. You know,
you've asked too many questions.
Yeah, you've said too much.
Ooh, I know what we wanted to do later. We wanted to do stupid criminals, and we forgot to look some up.
So stupid criminals.
We'll do it live later. Yeah. But here, give me.
Just type in how do you, and see what it says.
And see what the first thing is.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre what comes up. Just type in how do you.
How do you? No, look, Googling with Patty Vasquez. How does a bill become a law? How do you spell? How do you say? And how do you divide fractions?
Now type in what is.
Okay.
So clear that. Okay. Right. What is.
I like when people tell me what to do. This makes my life so much easier. What is Passover?
Oh, there we go. And a happy Chag Sameach to everyone.
I think that we should go with that one. Yeah. The major Jewish spring festival that commemorates the liberation of the Israelites from Egyptian slavery, lasting 7 or 8 days from the 15th day of Nisan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nisan. Right.
I was wondering if it was Nisan. There's only one S. Select
the car. What?
All right, then. Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, now type in, where do I find?
Okay.
All right.
I like this. 312-981-7200.
Where do I start
a question for us. Where do I find?
And see what pops up.
Oh, hold on a second. I hit enter. Where do I find my Wi-Fi password?
Where do I find my Wi-Fi password?
Where do I find my property index number? Where do I find my Apple ID?
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Where do I find my downloads?
There you go. That makes total sense.
Wow. Craig left the studio for a minute. He has no idea why we're doing
confused.
This.
I also got a phone call from security asking where the rehearsal dinner is.
Did you tell them it was in the basement? Tell them it's at Howls and Hoods. We actually, because we did see, that's why those girls were wearing no shoes.
That makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
I thought it was in the basement.
Wait, we didn't get invited?
We were not invited.
I'll call them back.
Yeah. Tell them it's Howls. It's always going to be Howls and Hoods.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
What question would you like me to start on Google, Craig?
Just start with the words.
She's trying to figure out what the autofill throws in before she finishes typing.
Why did Prince die? That's already very high up.
Did you do why did?
I said why, and it autofilled.
What about if you write happenstance?
Happenstance.
Does anything autofill with that?
Happenstance. Hold on, I have to finish the word. Happenstance farm, happenstance theory.
I love happenstance
and
farm.
Happenstance synonyms. It was just happenstance that I happened to be there. Something that happens by chance. Then why isn't it happen chance?
It was just by chance and happenstance that I happened to be there. You see?
I want to know what Happenstance Farm is now.
Me too. I just Googled
a farm named
Our full right, service.
Type in this. What kind of?
Mm-hmm. What kind of phone do I have?
What about Happenstance Cafe?
What
kind
of dog am I? Yes, Greg?
No, that's great. What kind of dog am I?
What kind of dog?
It's number two.
What kind of dog am I? What kind of dog are you? What kind of dog do I have?
Why
the first result is a story. What dog breed are you?
Are there puppies Googling what kind of dog am I?
I guess what is happening?
What is happening is next.
Yeah, okay,
what is happening? Oh, wow. That does not sound good,
Roger.
You should
get that looked at.
What is happening in Chicago? What is happening in Syria? What is happening in Flint, Michigan? Those are the top.
Oh, interesting. All right. Now type in, where was the...
By the way, this is
I can do this all night, by the way.
Type in, why did my...
Hold on. Where was the Prince born? Oh, the. You want the?
Yeah, put the. Yeah.
Where was the Garden of Eden?
Oh.
In the Garden of Eden.
Type in mine.
And the next three are all about movies. Where was The Martian filmed? Where was The Revenant filmed? And where was the movie Revenant filmed?
Wow.
Hey, that's...
It's the same question twice. I like that some people were more specific. Craig, I want to know what Craig didn't want me to type in.
I don't know. He was going to do something. All right, what type is...
This is like what a weird... Okay, what type is?
Yeah, what type is...
Okay. Is... Oh, sorry. I'm not spelling with Patty Vasquez. What type is Lugia? What type is Lusario? What type is the Windows 8.1 firewall? And what type is Charizard?
Ooh.
What is that?
He's a fire Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh.
The fire /flying Pokemon.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Flying. He's a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pokedex. Stats, moves, evolution, and location.
All right, now type in this. Where should I?
Oh, dear. Where should I, yes, eat, live? Where should I live? Where should I stick?
No! Whoa. Take a break, probably. We should take a break.
I have to go up and do the what traffic. I can't take this anymore.
Where should I stick my stickers? Where should I stick the thermometer
In
a turkey?
Oh, in a turkey. It filled that in.
Where should I stick my Apple stickers? I'm not going to read the last one. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by Dr. Daphne Scott, our positivity expert and one of our favorite guests. She's our sidecar tonight.
Ah, love it.
And you live in a neighborhood that I really... What is your neighborhood called? Is that...
It's just Irving. Just Irving.
Just Irving. Not Old Irving.
Not Old Irving.
People get angry?
Very.
No, don't get angry.
People in my neighborhood get angry.
Don't mess with the Irving Park people.
No.
Do not call them old.
No.
They hate that.
They don't like it.
Well, we are a city of neighborhoods.
We are.
I grew up in Norwood Park. I now live in Jefferson Park.
Oh.
I am, and we do have to make sure that we address that I do tend to hang out with people and have guests that are more from the north side. And I invite our Southsiders. We're going to get Pat McGann and Jim Flanagan.
They just don't
and other
come.
Comics.
They're like,
no,
too
it's
busy.
Not, it's not that. It's just that it's just, you know, it's what I'm familiar with, which is why we have in the studio tonight our good friends from the Chamber of Commerce with the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce for the Sip and Nibble Your Way Through Lincoln Square and Ravenswood during the annual Spring Wine Stroll. I lived for a long time in Lincoln Square, the Ravenswood area. It's such a great neighborhood. It's become a family neighborhood. It's sort of gone through this transition. In the 90s, there were a lot of apartments. It was a very eclectic, a pretty wide range of social backgrounds. And now it's still that way. But it's built up so many great restaurants and boutiques, and it's become a commercial area that people just love going to. And a neighborhood that I think really deserves a lot of attention. People always hear about Wicker Park and Bucktown or Lincoln Park, but this is my favorite neighborhood in the city. So I'm talking to Rudy and Shad from Rudy is the executive director of the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce, and Shad is with Augusta, and I hate that I like just repeated it that way.
You did, but you're trying to emphasize. It's not Chad.
I know, and I feel bad that
okay.
Now I'm drawing attention to it.
I'm just saying to everybody out there that's not Chad.
It's not Chad.
Yeah,
it's
see,
Chad.
No, I don't
you should
like
have
Chad.
You should have
like Shad.
See, yeah. Exactly.
And we're reiterating it because someone will text and say, "Could you say his name correctly?"
Yeah, is it Chad?
And we're gonna be like, "No, it's Shad."
Shad. Just get it straight, people.
Okay, we can move on now. We don't need
to. I know. See, I was trying to back off of drawing attention to it, but you drove it.
I want to get my
you
point
hammered,
across.
You hammered it home.
On this.
Yeah. He's with Augusta Food and Wine, and you've brought some treats for us from this event. Yes. Rudy, first tell us a little bit about how this event started.
Yeah, so this event's been going on for probably about 10 years now. It actually started off with only 8 businesses, and about 40 people would go along this little stroll through the community. And it was a way just to go through some of the restaurants, go through some of the shops, all while tasting wines. And now we are up to 56 businesses in both Lincoln Square and Ravenswood.
Wow.
Lovely. Yeah, and about, you know, 500 to 600 people. And tickets are on sale right now. And you get to basically get to meet the business owners. And then you get to learn about wine while you're going through different stores. And, you know, you get to learn about the neighborhood itself because, you know, we're so busy sometimes. We're just like on a mission walking down the street and you might not see every single business. And
right.
This is a way for you really to go store to store and kind of get the feel for the neighborhood.
And that's what I always loved about the neighborhood was that there were so many, were more mom and pop places.
Yeah.
Know? Like
sure.
It was, whether it was a hardware store or, you know, just the neighborhood bar. And that neighborhood has been pretty good about being able to maintain a local taste.
We're very lucky.
Yeah.
That,
there
yes.
aren't many franchises. I mean, there's the McDonald's on Western Avenue and Lawrence, right?
Exactly.
Western and Lincoln, right?
Yep. And they're involved in the chamber and in the neighborhood.
Right.
So it's nice that you still have these like franchise kind of corporate businesses, but they're still, you know, they're still from the community and they take part in the stuff that we do.
Right. And so Augusta Wine and Food, tell us a little bit about where your shop is.
We're 2312 West Leland, so we are right across Leland from the Brown Line stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if you're hopping off the train and you
know exactly
get some booze said. Before you go home.
Yeah, or on my way to work. I've been waiting for you guys to open
yeah,
up earlier.
Some, to take some booze to work, yeah. You can do that as well.
I need that
hey,
as well.
How are you supposed to make friends at work yeah. if you don't walk yeah, in stocked?
How am I supposed to make friends if I'm not drunk?
I mean, let's
be honest.
Or tolerate the people that aren't your friends.
Yeah, either way.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah. I'm much more tolerable drunk.
And how long have you been there?
So I purchased, it used to be called Provenance Food and Wine. I bought the store in September. We rebranded after the first of the year.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm relatively new to business ownership.
You are. Where are you from originally?
I was a wine director at Volo in Roscoe Village, Volo Wine Bar.
Yeah.
So I worked with those guys for several years. So, you know, I kind of hopped around the wine business for a while.
What drew you to the wine business?
Wine.
I enjoy the wine.
I just like the wine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't sure if it was a family tradition or if it was something that you studied.
I kind of just stumbled into it. I in my early 20s, I was like playing jazz and, you know, working in restaurants. And one of my managers kind of noticed that I had a pretty good nose and gave me my first wine book. And
how does someone determine that you have a good nose?
Yeah.
You're describing the wine?
Yeah. It's just like being able to kind of discern, you know, like the fruit elements from the earth elements and, you know, minerality and being able to kind of pick those things out.
Because it is interesting when people could, I was at a wine dinner at the, at Knife and Tine. They had an event with a vineyard. And one of the people at my table, this woman was describing everything. She's like, oh, it's too oaky or it's in the back of my tongue. And I was like, I like it.
Yeah. I'm like, I like to swirl it and go through the whole thing. Yeah. And then I'm like, this is really good.
Is there exactly?
Yes, or that's the extent of my vocabulary.
Yeah, that's all I've got. But there are foods that go well with certain types of wines. What would you recommend? Like, do you feel like that people are more comfortable now when they're trying to pair something? You know, because it used to be you just had red wine with red meat, you know, or pasta.
I try to establish a relationship with my customers so that I can get to know their palate, and over time, like, I know what they're going to like.
Okay.
I also encourage that they tell me what they're going to be having for dinner, because then I can steer them in the right direction. And
what's the best? Here's always my number one question.
Okay.
What do you like to drink with pizza?
With pizza?
Yeah. Besides beer. I know a lot of people like beer, but I love red wine and pizza.
No, just like cheap Italian red wine.
Mm-hmm. You know? Or a Chianti.
Yeah, Montepulciano or Barbera or something, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he had me at cheap.
You can get a great Italian red for like $12. So there's no sense in going crazy if you're having pizza. And you got some red sauce, but you need some high acid.
I might want to be crazy. So it's high acidity with fruit with the cheese?
He's like really giving you the breakdown here.
Yes, he is.
How to do it. I heard that.
Yeah, well, acid, I mean, we hear a lot about, it's high acid, but acid is very important, because what acid does is it helps to mitigate, like, the pH balance in your mouth, and that actually encourages digestion in your mouth. There's an enzyme in our saliva called amylase, and so once you, if you can get the pH in your mouth balanced with the wine, because typically your mouth isn't, you know,
it's just
very
around.
Acidic.
Right, yeah.
So if you can get that mitigated in your mouth, the amylase kicks in. So that's kind of where the tradition of having like a high acid white wine before dinner comes from, because that actually encourages. So amylase breaks down carbohydrates and starts to transfer those into sugars in your mouth. So the digestion process starts to happen before it even hits your stomach.
Look at that. Yeah, he went from playing jazz and having a good nose to hardcore.
Like, and now I'm going to explain the science to you morons.
And also
And
PhD.
Talk about amylase. This is also why if you get something sticky on something, if you use spit, it gets it off real easy, because your mouth just breaks down the sugar.
Yeah, same idea.
There you go, Rudy. See? Yeah. The Chamber of Commerce is very happy to bring the spit takes off sticky stuff.
I took his knowledge and put it into a practical application for myself.
That's where I was going to end up eventually.
Apparently. Yeah. If you have stickies.
It works. It worked. Now you know why. It works.
If you have why are you out there licking sticky stuff?
Because I
don't understand.
I'm a messy eater. I get jams. I'm horrible with jams. I get jams. You know what I'm talking about. Because you use jam. Your fingers are... it does not matter what you do. You somehow end up... in syrup. Don't get me started on maple syrup. It's everywhere. You can't...
I will be sure not to get you.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to get it on my fingers because you'll be licking me. It's just strange.
I'll control myself for a while.
Did you really think it was going to go in this direction? But it's...
No, it's good.
You can't expect that. There's no way to have expectations for this show.
No, we have very low expectations.
That's always the way to go.
That's the way to go.
You have placed. Oh, is there?
Look at this. I can't wait to find out how this works.
You've put a sampling of. There's chips. There seem to be two kinds of cheese and a fish.
So the first pairing. So the wine we're having. This is a grape called Hondaribi Zuri, and this comes from Chacoli. the Basque country of Northern Spain.
Ah, Northern Spain.
Yeah. So this is the traditional wine that you have in the tapas bars in like San Sebastian, like the Basque country. So, mm-hmm. you know, you stroll from bar to bar. So it's a low alcohol, high acid. So it's a great food wine. And because, you know, you're strolling from bar to bar, you want a lower alcohol wine so you can have more than a few.
Right. And you're not stumbling.
Yeah.
From bar
so
to
there's
bar.
Like, yeah, like just a hint of effervescence, like really nice smoky minerality. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure you can get a sense of that kind of almost, yeah. you know, smoky kind of like wet rock kind of thing happening. Mm-hmm. So if you walk into a bar in the Basque region, they're going to give you some potato chips and some sardines.
Oh, so, you're so gonna, expect that.
Yeah.
So don't
just
yeah.
anticipate
so,
this is coming.
And if you don't so get do it, that. Demand it.
Yeah. yeah. All right. So have some chip.
All right.
And some sardine and a little bit of the chocolate.
All right. Let me do that during a break.
And
I'm
that's
have,
a very.
So,
and
I, by the way, I do love sardines. I know that a lot of people are put off by sardines,
oh, good.
But I love sardines.
I can't remember afraid. The last time I had a sardine.
Well, you'll do it in a moment. Get it on your chip. More after this
okay.
with our guests from the Chamber of Commerce with the Lincoln Square Ravenswood area, and that's going to be their Sip and Nibble Your Way Through the Neighborhood, their annual spring wine stroll. Go to lincolnsquareravenswood.org. There are tickets available right now at their website, but we also have a pair of tickets to give away right now. I'm trying to figure out what we were going to do. Give us our next question to Google.
Right, but it can't be the full question. It has to be like
the beginning of a question.
What is the, or
and
something.
We, yeah, 312-981-7200. Give us the beginning of a question, and we have a pair of tickets for this event, which is on April 28th. And again, it's the Sip and Nibble Your Way Through Lincoln Square Ravenswood during the annual spring wine stroll. That neighborhood, if you're wondering, is, give us the like, I know it's Damon Avenue to Lincoln.
Yes, so we're on the Montrose Brown Line stop, the Damon Brown Line stop, and the Western Brown Line stop.
Well, there you go. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 for a pair of tickets to this wonderful event on April 28th. More with our guests and sardines and chips after this on 720 WGN. Oh, it's Friday night. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio?
Either way.
Studio. Dr. Daphne Scott joins me. She is our positivity expert. She's positively positive. See, why don't you go that way instead of super fantastic?
Well, because
it's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
That's. I mean, super fantastic's awesome, but positively positive, that's just annoying.
It is a little bit. Super yeah, fantastic. We're having a super fantastic night
it's
with her.
Super fantastic.
Our friends. We have Rudy, who is the executive director of the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. And we are here tonight. We're talking about the Sip and Nibble Your Way Through Lincoln Square Ravenswood during the annual spring wine stroll. That's going to be this Thursday, April 28th at 6:30. And that's running until 9:30. There are over 50 restaurants and businesses participating this year. And our new friend, Shad, from the Augusta Food and Wine. Wine and food? Which one's first?
Food.
Food. Food and wine.
Food and wine.
Oh. Food first.
Food. Well, I had wine first, so I cheated.
Yeah, you went for it.
It just flows a little easier off the top.
Food and wine?
Food and wine,
yeah.
Food
as far as
wine
you know.
And food.
Wine and food, yeah.
And Rudy, you were mentioning earlier, this has grown from an event that had 10 participants, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, yes.
And now you've got 50.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. And there's also, now I always notice when there's a write-up about a new restaurant or a great place to, you know, grab a glass of wine, Lincoln Square is being featured more prominently these days because otherwise there's other neighborhoods that keep getting all the attention.
I definitely feel like we're seeing a lot more growth in our community and we're getting a lot more, I think. Interesting, you know, in terms of the diversity of types of foods. I mean, you can go to Barbagianni's for, you know, your Greek food, which they're part of the wine stroll.
Uh-huh.
You have Ampersand Wine Bar that opened up on Damon Avenue. You know, it's strictly just wine in smaller plates. We have Fountainhead and their rooftop. And
their rooftop is the best.
Gorgeous.
We should go there for a beer some night.
All right, then.
They're part
That's
of
great.
The wine stroll. You could stop on by there, too.
That
there
sounds
you go.
Good. Sounds
easy.
Very good.
So we're very lucky to have all these different businesses opening up, and you know it's putting our neighborhood on the map, and you
Absolutely.
Know bringing people a little bit further north, you know, away from the typical Wrigleyvilles and Lakeviews and Lincoln Parks. And
well, and it's nice for everyone that lives in that neighborhood too. Instead of having to go into the city and worry about parking, it's also a great walking neighborhood.
Exactly,
yeah,
it's very easy to walk through.
The Apothecary, Mertz Apothecary is one of my favorite places.
You like that place?
I do.
You use the lotions.
I just like the way it
you go in
there
and
you use
like lotions.
And Shad has given us, yeah. I just
so you just skipped right over that.
I did.
You just, like,
it got creepy.
Totally.
I'll be honest with you.
First yeah, let's
you
know,
talk
I know
about
the owners. I get a 10% discount, so if you need a hookup, I can.
Yeah,
I
he can help you with the lotion. She would like a hookup for the lotions.
I do need some tea tree oil.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm a big fan of tea tree oil.
It's good for you. It's good. Antiseptic.
Yeah, it okay. is. All right, let's talk about what Shad brought us, because those sardines and the chips were exquisite with the wine.
Very good. It's the Basque wine you were telling us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
From, all right, now what are we going to...
Yes.
So this is a study in viscosity is what we're doing next. So there's a creamy cheese on your plate called Pierre Robert.
Yeah.
Pierre Robert. This is a French triple cream, which basically just means it's very fatty.
I don't know what noise you just made.
I don't know
made.
If you noticed, Shad, but Patty
but
has moved
on. It was disturbing.
Patty has moved on to the wine.
Oh, you said cheese. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Something cheese. Okay, yes.
So in your glass, we have...
Oh, yes.
You mean her empty glass.
You called it fatty cheese, and I'm like, oh, what's in this glass?
Yeah, what you had in your glass before you drank it was... This is by Mamusso. This is a Cremant de Loire. So this is from Loire Valley in France. Cremant just indicates that it is champagne method, which means the secondary fermentation takes place in the bottle. So the bubbles happen in each individual bottle. This is a viscous wine, though. This has weight. And if you have fat, you need weight in the wine.
Okay.
Sometimes people
is about the digestion you were talking about when you start that process. It does sort of, not unlike you're licking sticky stuff. It does seem to be
I'm
good.
Not a refined individual.
No, absolutely. Say refined again.
I'm a refined individual.
Exactly. No, the viscosity that you're talking about with the cheese does seem to... It makes sense in my mouth.
Yes. Well,
oh, yeah, I mean, there you go. You're talking about me spitting on stuff.
Fatty cheese is like... bubbles are nice, too, because it gives you like a textural contrast.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I was saying about it. It makes sense in my mouth.
Oh, is that what you meant? Textural contrast?
Textural contrast in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Like, no one can see this on the air.
Stop rolling your eyes.
Eye roll.
Yeah, we can hear you rolling your eyes. Well, because when people...
Really good.
You were saying it's in the same technique as champagne?
Yeah. So if you ever see Cremant, this on a bottle, it's only in France do they use that term. But it just means that it's made in champagne method, but it's not from champagne.
Okay.
So you can't call it champagne if it's not... from champagne.
But everyone just says champagne, willy-nilly.
Everyone says champagne, yeah.
They use it very loosely. Yeah,
and almost then, happenstance.
And then jerks like me pipe in and say, well, it actually can't be champagne. Yeah.
And then they make fun of your name.
Yeah.
And it gets very ugly.
They're
That's
like,
how it goes.
Shad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stomp it.
Then you can hear the eyes rolling.
Yeah. Well, I believe I learned from the movie The Rock with Nicolas Cage.
Sure, I've learned so much from that movie.
Yeah, he was talking about how champagne was created by monks.
Yeah. So many great life lessons in that movie.
In that movie, lots of them.
Yeah.
Can we don't forget to get a scene from The Rock sometime for us to read on the air, but not tonight. All right.
But not tonight.
No, because we're
too tired. We have a headache.
I have a pair of tickets for this event. It is on Thursday, April 28th from 6:30 to 9:30. Again, it's in Lincoln Square, Ravenswood Businesses. There are more than 50 participants this year. You'll get to walk a little and drink a little and try some delicious treats along the way.
Exactly.
As well. So they're offering 2-ounce pours of 2 to 4 different wines and some tasty hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I know.
I like it.
How do I say it?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres. I've always liked it that way. We have people taking pictures in front of the studio.
Well, this guy's also explaining to this other guy how the building is made or something. Did you see this? He's got a cigarette in his hand. He's like explaining the windows. I totally got distracted while you're talking.
I did. That's why I said hors d'oeuvres.
Going up and it's moving around.
I can never help myself but say hors d'oeuvres.
Look at it. I think he's given a tour, Patty. Look, he's like, now over here, this building was made by Franz Christian Andersen. And if you look up here, look at up above here, they're going to see some gargoyles.
He's doing a field goal.
Yeah.
Chester.
Like, there's a gargoyles here that no one ever notices that we've put up here to keep the monks from climbing to the top of the building.
To make champagne,
which isn't really, you can't use it. Now, I'm Coco the monkey, and I'm going to act like a monkey. I'm not making this up.
What is he doing?
Then there were monkeys that came before.
See, the weirdest things happen in front of my studio. Shad.
So many things.
Yeah. So many things happen in front of the studio. We have a pair of tickets to give away. The tickets are $40 for one route, $60 for all routes. The price does include your wine glass and tasting. So you carry your glass with you from stop to stop.
And then each business, there's about, I would say about 14 businesses on each route. And then you get a taste of at least three or four wines at each business.
Okay.
So wow. it does rack up as you're walking through.
That's great. and again, it's on next Thursday, the 28th, from 6:30 to 9:30 in one of my favorite neighborhoods. You have some hors d'oeuvres at every stop. Not every stop, but some stops.
Well, some stops.
50, I would imagine 50 places don't have all the hors d'oeuvres in one.
Everybody has something to nibble on.
Everyone has something.
Some are better than others. Like you just had the Christini from Fountainhead. That pretzel crostini with the pub cheese and the beets that you liked.
Oh, I do love the beets.
Yeah, I like the beets.
Let's go. Are we going to the news, or do we have a break before the news, Craig? We have one quick break before the news. After this on 720 WGN. Inside little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a cream one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. It means it's time for What's in the Box. We have a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's, an Apt Electronics gift card, 312-981-7200, to play What's in the Box. It's our favorite time of the week. Rob Martier joins us in the Allstate Showcase studio. Did you have a little
so good to be here.
Little wine and snack?
Little vino, yeah. Let's see. I went white, then bubbly, and now I'm on red.
The red is out. You, by the way, you can turn your mic on anytime.
Can I? I'm going to.
Yeah, you be in charge.
Look, I'm turning it on and off right now. Mm-hmm. You can't. Get on and off right now.
Except just, Daphne during commercials. Or
yeah,
the
don't
news
do that.
Or like any of that
stuff. Really, really.
Craig, it's almost like you know me so very, very well. No, okay. I'll only touch the red button when we're not at a commercial. All right, what's in the box? Now listen.
Yes.
You like
the print is so small on some of the.
It's fine. I'm fine. All right, this is like 12 font. It's, all right, I'm good. Okay. So we're gonna do this. What's in the box? Mm-hmm. And people are going to call in.
Yes.
And they're going to try to guess.
Wait. Yes. They're trying to guess. If you've played this before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A million times.
We have on the line. And you win either way. What?
Yeah. Just keep tearing your sheets off there.
Oh, you're buying me time?
Yeah.
I don't need you to buy me time.
Are you sure? Because you're really busy. You seem very occupied over
Daphne,
there.
Daphne, Craig, Roger, myself. We can all vamp.
I'm vamping while you tear sheets of paper. Yeah. Look at
I'm
her.
I'm just trying to get you new
And I know
reviews.
That Patty wants to say how wonderfully overjoyed she is that I pull my own ad reviews and that I have my own list here. Because she would normally say that. And that and that I enjoyed it very much.
See,
Roger, you know, look. You're just trying to
the
show
research.
Well, I'm trying to show that she is the wonderful,
she
vivacious.
Is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Intriguing.
Hot.
I'm not listening to any of you.
We're married. I don't say hot anymore.
Hot. Roger's
the only thing I say hot is it's hot in here. Turn the fan on.
You don't say
come on.
Hot anymore. What is it? Really?
I don't.
You don't. You never think that. Come on.
No.
Oh, come on.
Honest. I swear.
Like,
I do not think
hot.
Anyone. No way.
Oh, all the time.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
No,
what do you say? Oh, she's attractive to yourself? You're like,
no.
Oh, that. Or she's attractive.
No.
He's attractive.
I don't even think that.
You don't even have any of those thoughts?
None.
Wow.
No,
every 5 minutes.
I don't
women are
classify
great, man. All of them.
My
you don't,
opinions
you don't objectify,
of women
yeah.
or men by how they look.
Well, no, there's no objectification here. Look, if a woman is attractive, she's attractive. You're going to look.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't look.
But he doesn't. He
duh, I'm not completely dead. Hello.
Wait, I'm confused then, Roger. If you don't acknowledge them as attractive, then why do you look?
Because I've never seen them before, so I'm not going to look a second time at someone I've seen the first time. I like looking at people. I'm a people-looking kind of person. I like standing out.
I
just
think
like watching people. I really do.
Christina's on the line waiting for us
to
play.
Christina's like, come on, just get on with the game. Yeah.
Oh, hey, we ready now?
No, hold on one second. Christina, I want to invite you into the conversation. I didn't want to make you wait. We are waiting for another contestant to challenge Christina. Because right now, as far as anyone knows, Christina is now the reigning champion of What's in the Box.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Oh, man.
Christina, how do you feel about your status as the reigning champion?
I don't know. I think that I need some competition here.
I think so, too. Oh, it looks like someone decided to throw down. The gauntlet's been thrown.
How's it going tonight?
How's it going, Christina?
It goes.
Good. Excellent. Nice. Are you having a good time tonight?
Oh, I'm painting walls, so I don't know. I may be high on latex fumes.
That happens.
Gotcha.
That happens.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, this is exciting. Is this who I think this is, Craig, on the second other line? Oh, Christina, this is about to be a round, a battle of the intellect.
Yeah, a battle of the guessers.
It's guessers. Awesome. Todd Chuchuk is on the line. This is a great battle, I have to say.
Battle of the sexes.
Hey, Todd. Ready? How you doing, Firefighter Todd Chuchuk? There you go.
Oh, Firefighter Todd is on?
Yes.
Tonight? All right.
I love Firefighter Todd.
I do too.
Who, by the way, messaged. He had a question for us.
Yeah,
he was the
did.
One that sent.
Did you read it?
For the Google. Thank you, Todd, for that, by the way. I will read it now because Todd's on the line. He asked me to fill in why does it, and then the finished sentence for me on Google, the autofill was rain. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hurt to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Why
that
does
was
it.
The one.
How to, well, no, here's another one. Why does it hurt when I poop? And last but not least.
Frequently.
No, there you go. And last but not least, why does it burn when I poop?
Uh-huh.
So we have Todd and Christina on the line
there
playing What's in the Box. And I'm still ripping up reviews for our reviewers. So we're going to take a quick break right here. Todd, Christina, can you hang on the line?
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, I think I can handle that.
I appreciate it. Now, don't breathe in too deeply with the latex. Open a window. There you go.
There you go.
Very nice. More after this on 720 WGN.
There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky. And they all look just the same.
God, I love Steve Martin. We are playing What's in the Box. We have on the line with us Christina and Todd. They are both playing for a Lou Malnati's gift card and a Apt Electronics gift card. They win either way. It'll be the winner's choice as to which one they want. Dr. Daphne Scott is reading reviews, as is Rob Martier and Roger Badish. Christina, hey, you've heard us play What's in the Box before, yes?
Many times.
Right. Do you think you have it figured out? Because sometimes my guests try to trick people. Todd, I know you've heard us play.
A couple times.
All right, here we go. I think we're going to start.
Todd's in for a challenge because I'm pretty good at it.
I don't doubt the abilities of either
Big
one of you.
Big words.
Are we going to best of 10?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Daddy, I've got 4 kids.
Just got to go home. Okay, Daphne, I usually start to my left, but I'm going to go to my right this time.
You're going to start to your right?
Yeah.
I'm really mixing it up.
I would like you to read for Christina, please.
All right, Christina, here you go. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go.
I don't know why I'm clearing my throat.
I don't know why. Why'd you clear your throat for me? I thought you were giving me, like, Daphne, clear your throat. All right, here we go.
Sympathy clearing.
It was.
Yeah, it was. It was. Just very sweet. Okay. All right, here we go. Best money spent. I love this thing. So many settings, so many speeds. Gets the job done every time and in different ways if I want to.
Wow. Wow.
Did I say I was good at this? Maybe I rethink that. KitchenAid or...
Exactly. Yeah, or nightstand.
What the heck? I'll say toy.
Hey, no hints.
No, Christina, it is an appliance.
Oh.
This person was writing about an appliance.
Wow.
I
should have stuck with the KitchenAid.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there was no way around that one.
My favorite thing was watching Rob, and Rob made a noise, and Craig reflected it visually. Because Rob was like, wow, and Craig was like, wow.
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 And then you find out, like, what appliance? I like to think about what appliance could they have possibly been writing about? Blender? All right.
A bread maker?
Like a hand mixer.
All right. Rob Martier, you are reading for Todd.
All right. I'm going to channel my inner televangelist here, Todd. You ready?
Yeah, well, almost.
I can only say that this is a gift of God to me. I am thankful to him. That is the maximum I can say. Amen.
We're going to need a second reading on that one.
312.
I think my wife might have wrote this one.
All right, Dad, what is it?
I'm going to go with a toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done, my friend. Attaboy.
Dingy, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
All right.
Ding.
All right, Christina, time to catch up. We've got Roger Badish reading for you.
Here we go. Thank you for everything. You are an amazing company and bring so many people happiness.
Wow. Ooh. It's just a general statement. I mean, and they're speaking for everyone.
Yeah.
That's really right down the middle. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm going to say toy.
And you would be correct.
Wow.
Nice. Well done.
done.
That was good.
What company is that?
Yeah, what company is that? What company?
I don't check into these
things.
Been
a good party.
I'm just saying, it's been a great party. Everyone's happy. Are you happy? Are you happy? Everyone's happy.
Orange whip to my toy party.
That's a good toy party.
Happy with my paintbrush.
Here we go.
Daphne will be reading for Todd. It's Tide now.
All right, you ready, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. All right.
Works like it says!
She's channeling her inner Elliot.
It had a lot of exclamation points.
This person had three. Just to let you know, Todd, for context, there were three exclamation points.
I wonder if it were six. That would have been like, we would have broken things. Don't. Yeah.
Works like it said. Well, I'm going to have to go with a toy.
You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. Good job.
Works like it says. I wonder what it says.
Works like it says.
Does it say, or does the like on the box say what says?
No, it talks to him. Yeah. How am I doing?
You like that, big boy? Yeah. You like that? Huh? That's what it says.
Yeah, but then it pulls out a cigarette and says, was it good for you?
I don't think that's part of the read. Just going out there.
I'm tired.
Not tonight. I have a headache. My batteries are low.
See, that's the whole point of having a toy. None of this happens.
That's true. Yeah, if my toy starts talking back to me, I'm done.
All I need is soap and water. We're good. Okay. Rob Martier, will you please read for Christina?
All right, Christina. This is a very well-designed product. I've used several other brands in the past, but it is much better. The motor is really powerful, and the unit is very well made. The motor is very powerful, and the unit is very well made.
You know, as much as I would like the sound of it to be a toy, I'm going to go with appliance.
Atta girl, well done. Woo! It is appliance. Yeah.
Ties it up. Woo. All right, it's 2-2. Todd, Roger Badish will read for you.
Here we go. And there are exclamation points in this, so I will try to read it accordingly.
Excitably.
Yeah. But there's only like, all right, never mind. Who's snorting down there?
Patty! Patty's maybe snorting.
She who blames it did it.
All right, here we go. Sturdy, heavy duty. Pleasant to look at. Works well. Great buy.
Pleasant to look at.
Well, yeah, if it's pleasant to look at, it can't be a toy. I'm going to go with appliance.
You'd be correct.
Todd, well done.
I would like to point out, I'll show Daphne later. Okay, so
you're going to show me later? I don't even want to know where we're going later, Patty.
Some can be pleasant to look at.
No, I be in on this?
Todd, I'm with Todd. None of them are pleasant to look at. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I prefer you go on my behalf, actually, Bob Martier. I don't know where she's taking me or what it is she thinks she's showing me, but...
Daphne, will you please read for Christina?
Yes, Christina, are you ready? Thank you for your patience.
I am ready.
All right, here we go. I gave this to my daughter and family as a Christmas gift. I already had one. I liked it so much, I thought she needed one too.
Oh, dear. I hope to God that's an appliance.
Oh, it's a toy!
Oh,
I was as surprised.
Perfect
surprised.
Stocking stuffer.
My daughter is 13, so I can't get it.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Don't give her any of these types of gifts. There's something.
Did they leave a name and a phone number?
Well, she's thinking like mother, like daughter to her.
Right.
Oh, wow. Man. All right, Rob Martillo, right. Read for Todd. Todd is ahead 3-2 right now.
Here we go. Improved my life.
That's it.
Or is there a comma?
Very, very simple. Or how about if I read it to you this way? Oh, improve my life.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Improve my life? Improve my life.
We'll go with the toy.
Attaboy. Well done. It is a toy.
Wow.
Hey, I know my toys.
Apparently.
You know your toys.
So you're saying that's not, I mean, not that it's pleasurable to look at, but it's not
The question was pleasurable to look at. That is not pleasurable to look at. Okay. It's a device. Mm-hmm. Let's just get on with it.
All right, then. Roger.
Wow.
Roger, if you could see it, you'd understand. Rob? pleasurable
it's
to
silver,
look at.
Silver, it's hot pink.
It's
all right.
Pleasurable to look at.
No.
Look at his face. Look at he's almost like.
But as compared to what you expect those to look like when it's, you know.
I mean, it literally looks like something you'd find on the console of like a Maserati.
There we go. There.
All right, go ahead. Describe it even more. Let all our radio listeners in on it.
I'm not sure what channels you can pick up with that.
Google three W's.
Lalo.
Lelo.com to see your own non-pleasurable device to look at. Wow, that is costly, my friends.
It better be pretty to look at that price, I'm telling you.
Christina's trying to catch up here.
I mean, that is a good time you're going to have. Seriously.
Hold on. Where's the one? Investment. Here, let me show you the review for one of the
rooms. It does have a warranty.
Yes, it does.
Better.
1 year for that price.
Here's one of the reviews for that one. Here, Roger, please read for Christina.
Okay. All right. This one actually has capitalized words, so I will say it as it is written. Okay. Wow! That is all I have to say about it, as it encompasses my thoughts completely. Wow! With an exclamation point.
Toy.
Correct.
Oh, look at that. Catching
wow.
up.
Yeah, I thought that was a dishwasher.
That's what she said. What?
Daphne is stunned by one of the reviews for the item that I showed her. Those are both reviews for the Lalo Soroya. Yes.
Should I just read this? Are we taking a pause? Like,
no, because it's still, the game is heating up.
Well, okay, so
yeah.
Interesting choice of words. Okay, so.
Todd is ahead 4-3. You are reading for Todd.
I'm reading for Todd right now?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's Todd. Here we go. If there was a fire in my house after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save.
This is so perfect that you read this for Todd.
That's why I picked it.
He would be so mad as a firefighter.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm trying to think what I would save.
First of all, do you have a dog, Todd?
I have a dog, and I don't know if I'd save it.
First.
He's kidding, everyone.
I don't mean
everyone.
That in a bad way. I just mean...
He knows better.
Okay.
Yeah, my appliance would be more important at this point than I'd get the dog. Oh, I'll go with appliance.
Oh, it is toy.
Oh, no.
This person was going to save, after their dog, save their toy. It's because it was $240, Todd.
Holy.
Rob, will you please...
Macaroni. Dog.
Yeah.
Rob, will you please read for Christina? Yes.
All right, Christina. Use it every day. Upset I didn't order it years ago.
I'm hearing Jeopardy in my head.
Do, 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 do. I'll do it on the outside of your head. Do,
do, do, do, I'm going to go toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh. Oh.
What's the score?
It is 4-3.
We're bragging too early.
You're doing very well.
You're doing great.
Can I do one more for Todd before we go to the news? Is everyone all right with that? All right, Roger, please read for Todd. It is 4-3. This could be the game winner.
All right, here we go. Works as advertised. Had it for a few months now. Works great.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's like
my hair standing on end.
Uncle reading a review to me.
You haven't heard some of my bedtime stories I used to do.
No, I haven't.
Thank God. I'll go with appliance on that one.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey. All right.
Congratulations, Todd Chuchuk and Christina. You've both won prizes. Todd will choose between an Apt Electronics gift card. Thank you, Steve Shapiro from Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com, ABT.com, for more information on all the great goods they have there. And Lou Malnati's, loumalnati's.com, for all the Chicagoland areas where you can order Lou's to go online. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Rob, are you taking leave of us because you've got the kids and everything? You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our positivity expert, Dr. Daphne Scott. Yo. And I'm positively excited, one, because the Cubs and the Blackhawks are doing very well. Well, the Blackhawks are, it got scary last night. It got scary a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And but the Cubs, I'm even more excited because on the line with me is one of my favorite Blackhawks and Cubs fans, Mark DiCarlo. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good evening, Patty. How are you?
I'm very good. How was watching last night? See, it was when you and I talk sometimes, I don't know whether or not you've caught up to the games that have occurred.
I know, you're very respectful of that. You're always tiptoeing around it. I was watching the Cubs game,
And then my phone started buzzing and buzzing and buzzing, so I figured something was going on with the hockey, so I was trying to go back and forth. What a night for Chicago sports, right?
It was an unbelievable night. I actually ended up only listening to the Blackhawks game. Didn't even know. I knew that the Cubs were doing well because my phone sends me updates on the score.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't getting anything about the shutout. And, yeah, so I don't know where the Cubs are on the radio dial. I don't know how to find them.
They're in the wrong
Love
place.
It.
That's where they are.
Exactly. It's they've disappeared. As
no,
far
they're trying this new thing. They're not on the radio at all. I'm pretty sure.
I don't
think they're broadcasting.
They're on WGN
anymore.
Television. But it had to be. And I'm bringing you. I am in fact bringing you a case of Old Style next week. Is there anything else you want from Chicago?
Oh my goodness. That'll do it. That's what I need every spring. Is I need some Old Style beer because you can't get it out here in California. And there's nothing better than sitting watching a Cubs game on a hot day. Sipping a cool, creamy Old Style.
It is very good. But you're coming into Chicago. Are you have an appearance tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm doing a show at the I'm doing two shows, actually, at the Comedy Shine. We're doing the Who's Line improv show. So it's like a group improv show that's like the TV show, Who's Line.
Right. I don't even know. I think Aisha Taylor, Aisha Tyler hosts that now, doesn't she?
On TV, yes, she does.
Yes.
Yeah. And but she's not going to be there tomorrow. Just me.
No, I wasn't insinuating. I would say if people want a reference, it was the show that
would be an excellent reference, Patty.
I just was trying to.
It's a likeness.
A likeness. But you're saying it's an improv show with some suggestions from a moderator or the audience.
Right, and
yes.
it's really fun. I've done it a bunch of times, and it's a really good cast out there, and
a great venue. It's so much fun.
It really is. It's they have every piece of comedy memorabilia in the world. Dave Sinker did a good job putting that place together. It's right near the, is that the Fox Hills Mall? Fox Valley Mall?
Oh, that I'm not sure about what mall that is. I mean, I'm a girl. Don't assume I know where all the malls are.
I thought it was wired into your DNA.
It is a little bit, but yeah, I think it is Fox Valley Mall. And you can go to ComedyShrine.com for information on tickets. And that is, again, that's tomorrow night. Two shows. What time is the first show?
The first one's at 8 and the second one's at 10. That's a lot of comedy to cram into one night.
There's a lot of comedy.
That's a lot cramming.
And for people that are thinking, oh, geez, I'm not going to go see a comedy show because the Hawks are on, let me tell you, the best way to watch a hockey game is you DVR it. It takes less time to watch it, and then you can skip through the commercials and watch the great parts over and over and over again.
Well, that's how you do it. Plus, you have that big television screen. I know that you're always watching that big screen. I'm looking forward to watching anything and everything on your big screen next week.
I know. It's sweet, isn't it? It's like having a little movie theater in your house.
It is. And I know you changed the setup. But here's my question about tomorrow night. Are you doing a Who's Line for the early show and then a Who's Naughty Line for the second show?
Yes. The second show is naughtier because the thinking is there's not going to be a lot of seven-year-olds awake at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
Well, at least not the parents will take it to the Mark DiCarlo Who's Naughty Line.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the parents know to stay away.
Stay away. So who's...
It doesn't get that naughty.
No. It's just... No. It's the first show is more of your you know, maybe your church basement show.
Right. Yeah. Jesus is at the first show, but he is not at the second
show.
There
you go. Exactly.
The building.
There's room for Jesus. He doesn't have
tired.
To be there.
Actually,
but
Jesus is there. He just sits in the back and goes, la, 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 la.
I'm not listening.
He's always right. there.
He's always there.
He's everywhere.
And he's ever present.
Are you doing some more work with Windy City Live in Chicago?
I did the junket for the new the Marvel movie, the big one, Civil War.
Ooh,
it's just a bunch of guys fighting each other over and over and over and over again.
Very
exciting. Although I am doing a little bit more. But we saw the Jungle Book last night. Have you seen the Jungle Book?
I have not seen the Jungle Book. But I'm trying to figure out what you were talking about, the Civil War. I'm a big Marvel fan. Craig's a big Marvel fan. Have you seen the movie, or are you doing the junket for them at interviewing?
I saw it and did the junket and talked to all the guys.
Okay.
Wait, what did what now? What, what happened?
I know. I was trying to wrap my mind around that sentence.
Are you a Marvel geek?
Yeah.
We both are.
So you saw the movie.
I saw it.
Out yet? Before you say anything else, have you seen Batman versus Superman?
No.
Okay, good. I just was curious if it was much, much better than Batman versus Superman, or just somewhat better than it, or, of course, at least a little bit better than it.
Based on what I've heard, and I don't know if you guys have ever done a junket, but it's the weirdest thing. They bring all these reporters from all over the country to a hotel in Los Angeles. They set up all the actors, one in every room, and then everyone sits in the hallway, and then you get your 4 minutes to go in and do your interview on camera. Meanwhile, in the hallway, all the reporters are sitting and yakking at each other.
Oh.
And then this particular junket, they're all hardcore Marvel nerds. And each person said that Batman versus Superman was horrible. It stunk. It was too dark. Blah, blah, blah. Pretentious comment. But everyone really liked Civil War.
They all did. And how did you like it?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of
the genre.
If you can't get destroyed, why bother fighting? All these guys are basically immortal. He's got a magic shield. Iron Man's inside of iron. A guy shoots arrows and doesn't get hit with a million bullets flying around. It needs to be a little more real for me to really get into it.
Someone's got to die, according to Mark DiCarlo.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Or at least have the risk of death.
Well, someone died in the last Avengers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. One Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. And he was super fast.
He wasn't quick enough. Yeah.
He died of mercury poisoning.
Yep.
And you saw that coming. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was getting logy and wouldn't get up to answer the phone. I saw it coming. It's called foreshadowing.
That's too funny. Who was the best Avenger as far as the interviews? If they're going through that many people talking to them, who was the most patient?
Oh, probably Doc.
Doc?
Did you say who has the most patience?
Because some of them, I think, start getting a little bit antsy or impatient when it comes to being asked the same questions.
Well, there's a whole plethora of additional kind of B-level Marvel superheroes that come flying through the movie. There's some funny scenes. Do you want me to tell you?
No, I thought that you interviewed some of them is what I meant.
Oh, I did. Oh,
yes.
I did. Oh, who was fun to interview?
Yeah, who was fun to interview?
The main guy was good.
The main guy? Uh-huh. Robert Downey Jr. or Chris?
No, Robert Downey Jr. was not there.
He was not there. Oh. Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth was good. And
Chris Evans? Are you talking about Captain America?
Oh, please.
Captain America, yeah, Chris Evans.
Oh, I love him very much.
And
I want to pet him.
And the guy that played Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he plays the Black Panther
Eagle.
In this?
No, he plays... Oh.
You're talking about Chadwick Falcon. Boseman.
The guy who plays Falcon?
Falcon.
Oh. Yeah, he was really good and very funny in the interview.
How about Paul Rudd? Was he there?
I asked him which was a weirder thing to do. I said, who was weirder, a guy that puts on a leather outfit and flies through the sky or James Brown? And he said, oh, James Brown.
By the way, real quick, Chadwick Boseman actually plays T'Challa or the Black Panther.
Okay. They're all the same to me.
That's not the guy that played Jackie Robinson?
No, he is the guy who played Jackie Robinson.
Plays the Falcon?
He didn't play Jackie Robinson.
No, okay.
Right.
So you're saying that I went with the black guy in the movie.
But there are two.
There are two black guys.
No, the guy that played the Falcon was really good, too. He was funnier.
Oh, good to know. And we don't know his name, though. And he did not play Jackie Robinson.
I'm trying not to give you all the details.
Okay.
Because it spoils it for the people
Anthony
that have
Mackie.
But they all do die at the end.
They all die.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
But it's weird. It's a boating accident.
Yeah, but at least somebody's dying.
See,
yeah,
and
that's always they're on a paddle boat in the Mississippi River and it hits an iceberg and they all drown. Which
and
this I thought was a really
an
weird
iceberg
ending.
In what a Mississippi River.
What a great message to always make sure you have your life jackets. You know the summer's coming up.
You know, I did not even know we needed life jackets until this movie.
You have to have a life jacket.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a
moment
risk.
For sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I did not even know this was a risk.
Okay. Yeah. So you did like Jungle Book as well?
I loved Jungle Book.
Really?
Loved it. It is so clever and good, and I think it's a best picture.
What?
Believe me. I was sort of excited to see it. You know, I love the cartoon, but I'm not I figured, oh, it's going to be a Disney movie. It's not going to be. It's a thrilling adventure movie with great performances. Christopher Walken is hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Is there any singing?
There's a little bit of singing. It's not Louis Prima and the Witnesses. It's not a full on. You know what? This is going to sound crazy, but it's a very realistic talking animal movie.
Yep, you're right. That sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy.
Well, here was my take on it.
From the guy who doesn't like that the superheroes don't die.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what? Here's your take.
This
What's your take?
Is way more believable than the superhero movie. Way more believable.
Okay, I just want to see where our baseline is. Got it.
Yeah, got it.
Do you believe that animals can sense things and sort of communicate with each other in some way?
Yes.
I believe they actually talk when I'm not around, like my stuffed animals.
Oh, right.
Okay. See?
Yes, exactly.
So, I'm with you.
Okay.
Of course they can communicate.
If they do communicate in some way, the movie trick is that, okay, they're communicating in English right now. But other than that, I think it's a great... I defy anyone to go see it and not enjoy it.
All right. Challenge
again,
thrown the
jungle
down.
Book, they all die in the end, too.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, one of them is smoking in bed.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
It really is.
Yeah.
See,
because you're going to fall asleep with it lit. You know that's going to happen.
Well, that's what happens. And then the forest starts to burn, and then someone opens up a dam, and they all drown. And this one, too.
What kind of story is this?
I don't know.
So it's a disaster flick.
Today.
Another what?
Everybody's fine.
Oh. All right.
It's the director's cut. The boat doesn't sink.
The boat does not sink.
It's they land in New York and everything's cool.
It's quite the different direction the movie went in. It's not many
really,
of the trailers.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming.
Well, and that's
James Cameron. He's a rule breaker.
Yeah, well, he is.
Oh, yeah,
he
absolutely.
Is. He's breaking all of them. Boy, whether you want him to or not, boy, that'll keep you going.
So, Mark, you're in town over the weekend. Is there any chance we can invite you in studio on Monday night? Let me know.
Yes, possibly.
All right.
I think we may be out in the suburbs, but I would love to. I'd like coming into your studio.
I think we have a band in studio on Monday night.
Who
do we have a band? What's Craig's like? We were not
it's
planning
a marching
to
band.
Share that information on this show.
It's a marching band. That would be great, unless they all die in the end.
Yeah, all die at the end. We had the Marine Corps band in studio last week. We had the Marine Corps jazz rock combo in studio.
Which. I'm sure to the people listening right now sounds like the dorkiest band in the world, right? Marine Corps jazz, they're not going to be good.
Oh, come on. They were on it.
They're fantastic. One of my best friends just retired from the Army. He's been in the White House band for 30 years. He was the drummer at the White House since the 80s.
Wow. How cool is that?
The band we have on Monday is called Cold Country.
Cold Country.
There you go.
What is Cold Country?
They're a band.
An Alaskan band?
They are a Chicago band.
Siberian.
Yeah, we book here.
Cold Country.
Mm-hmm. Cold Country.
So I saw a great band called Cold Cuts last night. A lot of meaty tunes.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I knew it.
It was in between two other bands that were not quite as good.
Yeah.
And all they said, they got on stage and said, "Will you please let us entertain you?"
Oh man!
And more
jokes you're gonna hear tomorrow night at the Shrine.
Yeah,
what I was gonna say. You took my line. Go to comedyshrine.com. Mark DiCarlo, you've seen him on Windy City Live. He's a regular on our show. What do people recognize you from the most, Mark? When people say Studs, the guy who hosted Studs, is that a weird one to
hear? Studs a lot. I hear the Travel Channel show in Chicago. It's Windy City Live. But Seinfeld, people recognize me from Seinfeld.
Yep.
Four times a week?
That's how I recognized you the first time I saw you. I was like, that dude was on Seinfeld!
Yeah, Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was on Tracy Ullman a bunch of times,
too.
Yeah,
Curb.
What was your... I don't know if we've had this conversation. Can you hold on the line? We have to have a conversation about Seinfeld.
Sure.
All right. Not just your part in it, but Craig and I have had some harsh words with other hosts, and that it didn't get too ugly.
Who doesn't like Seinfeld?
Yeah,
doesn't
more
like
after Seinfeld? This on 720 what? WGN. Mark DiCarlo joins us. Mark DiCarlo,
the wrong song.
Yeah.
We didn't.
You're a half hour off.
We're not.
There's a conversation we had not too long ago about people being Seinfeld fans or being Friends fans, and whether or not you could be both or if you like one more than the other. Craig and I tend to get more enjoyment out of watching Friends.
Well, you can.
I know. I don't like Seinfeld's show. I mean, I've actually liked it less because I told people I wasn't that crazy about it, and people get mad at me, made me like it even less.
Well, there's no denying they're both good shows, but I think it's like the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges. You're going to like one or the other.
I have to agree. I like Marx Brothers better.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm also a Seinfeld guy.
Well, you've been on Seinfeld. Actually, Daphne was explaining the episode.
I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
She was explaining the episode you give Jerry some tickets.
Hockey tickets, yes. Yeah. But you know what? It was interesting working on that show. I've worked on a bunch of sitcoms, as I know you have. And the process that they worked was different than anything else. Typically, if you're on a show and there are some cast members that aren't in this scene, they're gone. They go sit in their dressing room or they leave or they're not there. All week long, every scene, when the principals were not in the scene, they were sitting in director's chairs right off the set, watching the scene, giving notes, coming up with ideas.
Interesting.
No, this isn't my line. You take this line here. You should have a ball here. Boom. And everyone was completely focused on making every scene click like a piece of music.
Wow.
And it was... and this was in the middle of their run. They were already Seinfeld. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were not coasting at all. They were working really hard, and I think it's like the Dick Van Dyke Show. People are going to be watching the Dick Van Dyke Show and Seinfeld as long as there's TV, because it's funny people doing weird, dumb things.
Right, and I mean, very talented actors. You know, Jerry coming from a stand-up comedy background too, you know, working with three people who are obviously just always great with ensemble casts, mm-hmm. worked out very well. For me, it was, and it's funny because, Mark, you are somebody who enjoys, you find the funny in everything, Mark. And I kind
of, except when a bunch of animals drown at the end of the movie.
No,
that wasn't funny at all.
No, but see, exactly. Like, you can take a moment, and I kind of hang back a little bit and sort of let things unfold and see. I observe more than I try to make things funny as they're happening. Does that make sense?
Yes, because you have patience.
Yeah.
I think that it's a different sensibility, and maybe that's why Friends is very light, and Seinfeld is can be a heavy show, in the sense that they're so mean sometimes.
Yeah. I like the mean.
When everything has to be funny, there's going to be meanness.
Well, look at the Marx Brothers. Groucho Marx was so mean to Margaret Dumont.
I know.
In every movie, he was so cruel to her. Yet it's hilarious.
I just want to clarify one thing. Mark DiCarlo, you have been on Seinfeld, but you claim that Friends is at least a funny show.
Friends is...
Yeah, you know what, though? I definitely watch Seinfeld more. I don't really know all the ins and outs of all the Ross and Rachel stuff on Friends.
That got tiresome.
I'll tell you what it was. They were together, and then they broke up, and then they were together, and then
they were on a break.
Broke up, and then they got back together.
There you go. I have a question from our good friend Todd Chuchuk, who is a firefighter. He wants to know if you happen to remember the name Ron Goldman. Oh, Ron Goldman was on Studs?
He was.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading it and realizing what that means.
Yeah, no, he was on, and then was killed long after he was on the show. It was a big deal at the time.
Oh, I had no idea, Mark. How strange.
I remember, you know, he was a really nice guy. You know, he's someone who wanted to be an actor and was working as a waiter. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of the people that were on that show were kind of self-involved idiots on both genders. But he was a really nice young man.
Oh,
wow.
I did not know that. Did you watch the OJ show on FX?
I watched parts of it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was kind of a comedy.
It was.
In ways, you know?
It was definitely a bit of it had sort of a sarcastic tone to it almost.
I thought the original Trial did too.
Yes.
It was kind of funny.
It was great. It was
the precursor to all the reality shows that we see on TV now. It was the precursor. Donald Trump is the result of that. Trump is a television show masquerading as a political candidate.
The nonstop coverage of what seems like it might be reality.
Right. Yeah.
Perhaps. Huh. We've been hanging out with Mark DiCarlo, who is in town. He'll be at the Comedy Shrine tomorrow night in Aurora. You can go to comedyshrine.com. It is next to the Fox Valley Mall. And I look forward to seeing you. I know it's not going to be another, if we don't see you over the weekend, I know it'll be at least another week when you come back. I'll be in L.A. at your place.
If we don't see you there, I'll see you when we get back to L.A., right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we're going down to New Orleans to do our Fork on the Road show. We're going to do an episode down there. If you need someone to report from the Jazz Festival.
Yes, please. We'd love to have you report from the Jazz Festival. Will you be periscoping from down there as well?
No, I'll be drinking. So
okay.
It's probably not a good idea.
All right, then don't periscope.
Well, I'm just afraid that everyone's going to drown at the end of the Jazz Festival.
Don't let anyone drown. Bring your life jackets.
Watch out
don't
for
let
the
it
icebergs.
End up like Jungle Book.
Do not.
Whatever you do, Mark.
No Jungle Book. Mark DiCarlo at Comedy Shrine. That's actually tonight, but it's Saturday night, two shows, and you can go to comedyshrine.com for more information. And how can people find your podcast for the Fork in the Road?
They can go to forkontheroad.com, or probably the best way is to follow me on Twitter, which is at Mark DiCarlo or Mark DiCarlo TV on Instagram.
Wonderful. I'll see you soon, and kiss a Yeti for me.
I will. Thanks.
See you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Bye,
good night.
Mark.
Keep your life jackets.
Keep your life jackets. Do we have a break before the news? You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Dr. Daphne Scott is our sidecar tonight. She's our positivity expert. And the other day we were on the phone talking about, like, sometimes we just shake our heads at the things people do.
Yeah.
And then you asked me, what happened to that? Remember when we talked about dumb criminals?
Remember that time,
Patty? Remember that one time? And it makes me, doesn't it make you feel better? Like when I watch the show Hoarders, I feel better about the clutter in my house. Like, I don't feel so bad. I'm like, okay. I mean, I may have that, my dining room table and my buffet may be covered and
chucked full.
Just, yeah. But I don't have dead cats underneath the newspapers.
No, when you have flat cats.
Flat cats.
You know, flat cats in your house. That's, things have gone too far.
But I also, in the same way, when I see these stupid criminal stories, I kind of go, my life isn't that bad. I haven't, I feel like I've made some choices that were, you know, off the, you know, reservation.
Yeah.
But, you know, things are working out okay.
We can drift.
I don't end up in reports that say woman hides crack pipe in her vagina, tells cop she's storing it for a friend.
It's not mine, officer.
Maybe she was. I mean, that is a good friend.
That is not mine.
Patty,
you know, when I asked you to do that for me, you said no.
I said, no, I'm not storing that for you.
Whatever.
And if you are storing it for your friend, how mad would she be when she finds out where you stored it for her?
Or how mad will she be when you got caught?
All of it's bad.
All of it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I don't even. And how is that ever an option? I mean, that's just. I mean, I've watched Orange Is the New Black enough times to know it's
an option.
It's an option.
It's an option. I mean, it is an orifice.
Something else that makes me feel really good about myself whenever I'm feeling down, like you guys, is Googling some of the dumb questions that people have asked online. And just thinking that, okay, I didn't ask any of these.
Yes.
One's like, I swallowed an ice cube whole and I haven't pooped it out yet.
Oh,
I'm really scared.
No.
Is it stuck? The answer is no.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I safely look at a picture of the sun?
Can you? Oh, picture of the sun?
What?
Yeah, that's a question.
And why isn't that person worried about the photographer who took the picture?
I don't know. That's a better question.
Daphne looks like she feels like she's stuck in a conundrum.
Is it illegal to kill an ant? I swear it was by accident.
Oh, uh-huh.
Come on. Who asked that? A 2-year-old?
These are Yahoo questions.
Written by Yahoos?
Wasted Vikings fan breaks into fair. Craig's going to do stupid questions. I'll do stupid questions.
All right. I love this. I'm caught in a world of stupidity. Awesome.
Wasted Vikings fan breaks into fairgrounds police station thinking it's his house. this is not where I put the coffee table.
Like, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hell of a drug.
That is just so crazy. I don't understand.
All right, now stupid questions, Craig.
Yes. More stupid questions.
How am I sure I'm the real mom of my kid?
Oh, no.
That should be.
That's so crazy.
How did that happen? You got hypnotized?
Okay, everybody. 60 seconds and 1 minute aren't really the same thing, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Why does my cat vibrate?
Vibrate?
It's purring.
I think it's an appliance.
It's an appliance. All right, criminal. Dumb criminal.
McDonald's customer accused of putting soda in water-only cup has been charged with robbery.
Oh, you didn't hear about that story?
What?
You didn't hear about that story.
A McDonald's customer in Arkansas has been accused of emptying his cup of water and filling it with soda. He now faces a robbery charge.
Yeah, what happened was him and his two friends went through the drive-thru, and they asked for cups of water.
Okay.
Then they parked, threw out the water, walked in, filled it up with soda. The manager came after all three of them. Two of the friends stopped. Gave it back to the manager. I don't know what he was going to do with it.
Yeah.
But the other guy got in the car, hit the manager twice, and tried to drive off.
He hit the manager with the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yep.
Whoops.
So they charged him for theft of product. They didn't pay for it.
That's all they charged. Wait, no. If he hit the guy intentionally with his car.
I don't know if the guy has filed charges for that. Oh. The store has filed charges for the stolen soda pop.
Yeah, my guess is assault and battery with a vehicle.
Yeah, I think there's like laws about that or something.
Alleged shoplifter gets caught, guzzles flea meds.
Who?
He would rather go to the hospital. He had 19 boxes of canine Avantix.
Oh, God.
A flea and tick preventative medication for dogs. He ran past the cashiers. The security staff was chasing him, so he started just popping all the pills, the flea meds, because he would rather go to the hospital instead of the police station. Ms. Craig?
Did NASA invent thunderstorms to cover up all the space battles? Yahoo question.
Yahoo question.
Yeah.
The space battles.
Guys, how big is the specific ocean?
Oh,
did you say specific ocean?
That is what is written. I just read the questions.
No.
How big is it?
Are skeletons real or made up?
Oh,
they're made up.
Yeah, they're not real.
Patty, I love.
They're all fake.
Patty's like so.
I'm so sad that people
trying to be so compassionate.
Oh, you don't.
I got another one.
But that person feels like they're being lied to. Yes.
How can I prevent my boyfriend from finding out that I poop?
Wow. What?
Yeah. Apparently, somebody wants to make sure the boyfriend doesn't find out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just never do. I don't eat solids.
Yeah. And if I did, they don't come out.
No.
They find a different route.
Man claiming to be from future assaults employee, steals chicken and bacon.
Chicken and bacon.
Yes. Okay. Witnesses reported that a man walked into a Carl's Jr. and screamed at employees to give him food when he was denied. He was going to get telling them that he was all from the future and they had to give him food.
So what, he came back in time and...
Exactly. You know, if I could, you know, I got to be honest with
you.
Well, if
you can't time travel with money.
If I could time travel, the place that I would come back to would be a Carl's Jr.
Mm. No, of course.
For sure.
Sure.
For sure, hands down.
Great chicken and bacon.
Yeah, whatever it takes, yeah. And the bacon.
And the bacon.
And the bacon.
A man syncs up downtown Athens bar with fart spray.
What?
Yes, he was arrested for that.
We should get him together with a girl who doesn't poop. Exactly. He was arrested for it?
He was arrested for it.
Mm-hmm. That is the best. Like, what?
I don't know what he's charged with. I don't know.
Public.
Public pollution?
Public.
Let's see.
Farting spray? Ordinance?
I'm having trouble getting to the actual article. This is from Athens, Georgia. He was arrested for. Oh, I'm getting all these advertisements. Craig, do you have any more questions?
How do other people turn their computer into a mirror?
Other people.
No.
If Batman parents are dyed, then how is he born?
Are dyed?
Yeah. That's what it says.
They're dyed?
If Batman parents are dyed, then how was he born?
Wow.
Well, he was
born before they...
born before they died.
Yeah, hello.
Timmy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Look, Timmy, this is how it works. You see,
let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Right.
Yeah. They were he was born before they died.
Right.
See that
right. One. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are Yahoo questions. They're all real.
Valid questions.
Aw, a Philly nun was charged with a DUI, so she doesn't remember a crash she caused in New Jersey.
She was hammered?
Yep.
Well. Did you get the story on that guy with the
there were no charges in the article. Yeah. The fart spray.
Farting spray. Yeah.
Look, Doesn't this make you feel better about it?
Wow, they really cleared the air on that one, didn't they?
Well, you know, again, an opportunity to learn. Don't spray your fart spray in a public
no,
place.
No, don't do that, even if it's the bathroom.
Right,
even if you would think that might be the one place it might be okay.
Oh, yeah, you want to spray your fart spray. Don't do it.
The public restroom is such a dicey situation.
There's no air circulation in those things.
Yeah, why do you got to go ruin it for everybody?
Yeah, only use your fart spray at home.
Yeah. Appropriately.
Appropriately.
I have a question. Speaking of learning, get to learn something, an opportunity to learn. Do you feel bad for the people who are asking the questions on Yahoo? Or do you feel like, but here are people who have so much more to learn about the world. Like the whole world is in front of them.
There is an opportunity.
Yes. They just have to reach for it.
Yeah. It's sort of like when I got you're really pointing out the positive. Like this one time I had like this zit on my forehead and I'm like, look, don't focus on that.
Right.
Focus on the other 900,000 pores you have that don't make you look like a freak.
The ones that aren't zit filled.
Right. Yeah. That don't make you look like a total imbecile and an untouchable.
Yeah, those are all great.
No focus on those.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully everyone else will too.
Right, one last one before we end it.
Yes.
If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely?
Wow.
The answer to that question, this just blew my mind.
But there have to be so many people that are just stoned asking.
Yeah, that
questions.
Sounds like a stone question.
That sounds like, right. That's a Munchies situation.
Yeah, that was
it. Like, seriously, if I eat myself, would I become like twice
guys,
as big?
You guys, I am so
or would
hungry
I just
right
be
now.
Totally disappeared?
Yeah, if you eat yourself, I bet you'd become twice as big.
Okay, if you
makes sense.
If you're considering eating yourself, where do you start?
A finger. I start at one of my fingers.
So the finger. I mean,
don't eat the hands first, because how are you going to grab the other parts of your body to put them in your mouth?
This is what I was just going to say. I was like, we got to think through this because we don't want to back ourselves into a corner like
exactly.
We're trying to paint a room. Next thing you know, you're trapped.
Me reading the stupid questions on Yahoo wasn't supposed to make you guys ask other stupid questions.
It sparked a very serious conversation.
Yeah, it was very serious.
If you consider eating yourself, what do you eat first?
What do you start with? Don't eat your hands because you can't put the rest of yourself in your face.
He's really thought through this, though. It's not the first time this question's been asked or attempted to be answered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you get down to the arms, shoulder, and the hands, what goes next?
You're going to struggle with the hips.
Yeah, start with toes.
You're never going to make it past the knee.
Because you're not going anywhere anyway.
You're not making it past the knee unless you start cutting parts off. And yeah, good luck with the hips.
I start with some thigh meat.
And all you have is the arms and the hands left. What if you start chomping on the arms, then the hands are no good.
Right.
I just want to make it.
You got to eat everything but the last hand.
I just need a little bit of clarity on this. What you guys are talking about is slowly cutting yourself into pieces and eating yourself with your hands.
We're trying to help this Yahoo question.
Okay. With the right seasoning, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Just wanted to make sure.
I'm just saying, you start with all the thigh meat. Rump, right. Then some rump meat.
Rump roast.
But you have to leave one hand available
so
you can finish yourself off.
Well, you also have to avoid any major arteries. You don't want to go any,
You're going
to
hit some major arteries as soon as What are you talking about me?
It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah, cut around it. It's only a flesh wound. Cut around your major arteries. So you're just this dangling mass of arteries.
It's going to be hard to focus after a while. It's going to keep a steady hand.
You got to move quick. You don't have much time.
How you doing, Craig?
I have no idea what's happening on our show. By the way, in no scenario could you eat your entire self in one sitting. This would take time.
You know where you're going to struggle is when you get to the head.
You're going to struggle.
How are you going to eat your own eyes?
There's several moments where you're going to struggle in this scenario.
How am I going to eat my own mouth?
Here's the thing. The original question posed to Yahoo, maybe they meant not themselves, per se. Maybe they meant someone like them.
Oh. No, it was a literal question.
It was a literal. I got nowhere to go. More after this on 720 WGN.
If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
What?
I know I would. First, I'd smother myself with brown mustard and relish. I'd be so delicious. So would you?
I don't know.
Don't jerk me around, Norm. It's a simple question. A baby could answer it. If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
Nice. See, we're not the first people to ever... And that question on Yahoo, not the first person ever pondered.
Clearly.
If I ate myself, would I double in size? Carm, these are the things that you miss.
Yeah.
When you're prepping your show.
I miss everything, Patty. When I'm not here and I don't get to see your beautiful face and same thing with Daphne.
Oh.
I mean, it's my life is not as good, and right now I'm living the dream. And you guys look phenomenal. I like everything you've done tonight with the whole wine cheese concoction.
There's some baguette over here for you. I know you're just starting the show. So.
Yeah, you got this bread is baguette. Real good. And there's fresh blue cheese over here.
Is this the first time you've ever gone fresh baguette? Because this, I feel, is a new whole level for you. Like, normally it's pizza.
That is a very personal
There's a can
question.
Of sardines over there, which it was very personal.
This is the first
I got
time
your baguette.
Gone fresh
and by the way, we do have a text from the 815 from a little bit ago that said, "Oh my God, ha 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 ha, are you guys all stoned? I'll have what y'all had."
I know. Well, when you start trying to figure out which part of your body you would eat first, I'm going with the fleshy part of my thighs.
I'm just telling you, it's a very strange night out there, and you guys are adding on to it. Like, I walked out my door, it was dead silence, it felt, everything just felt weird, not that I guess it always feels like that probably at 1 o'clock.
You don't live in a particularly loud area.
No, I live in a family part of the city where nothing ever happens, which is a little bit depressing for me to think about right now. But yes, so I walked out and there was just nothing going on, it was quiet, and it was quiet early, and I don't know what,
there was a full moon out.
Yeah,
there's
full
that
moon.
Big full red
pink moon.
Or
the, pink
moon. Yeah.
Pink moon.
And then I heard Roger Badish's voice on the 1 o'clock news, and I felt at home.
Did you? Everything was right again. There you go. What are you coming up on your show? You're filling in for Matt Bubala.
I am. I got my buddy Seth Marks, the creator of Everything Good, with me. So.
Hey, Seth Marks.
Hello. I'm still just kind of taking this in, Mark. You did not tell me I was going to find money in the dry cleaning. Meaning smoke show before this.
Well, it's a very upper level. I mentioned
what?
Well, I said that you'd be walking.
Who knew there would be two hot, beautiful women?
Oh!
Am I allowed to say what?
Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Three glasses into the wind? Are you kidding me?
I don't know what day
two hot women at this time, Mark. I'm sorry.
I'm hammered over here.
What are you guys doing after, like, right now?
Right now, I'm going home to bed.
Going to sleep.
Oh, nice.
Going home and watching more of Orange Is the New Black. Maybe Daphne, Fargo. Yes.
People do still say hot, apparently.
So he says hot.
There we go.
Smoke show.
Smoke show. That's what's going on over here.
I like P. Vasquez. What was that little shoulder thing you just did?
It's mostly because my biceps are real sore because I lifted weights. All right. I'm trying to stretch it out.
I'm guessing Seth didn't hear us play What's in the Box then.
No, I don't think he did. Mm-hmm. It was a good run. We might have to replay it at about 3:30.
I think there's a review that... Daph, do you want to read a review for Carm and one of the ones that we had earlier? Go ahead, you guys talk for a moment.
Yeah, we'll just talk about what we did on... And we got some reviews that we can read for you from our game. Is Seth familiar with our game?
We did also get a text message. If I had to eat myself, really good question, I would have to cook myself first, then I could eat myself.
This is what I'm saying.
Did someone say really good question?
Really good question.
Really good question.
Here are the two. Would you like to read these two for Carm?
Right,
you have
Carm.
To tell. Let me know if you think this is a toy or an appliance.
Toy or an appliance.
Toy or an appliance, Seth.
Here we go. Toy or an appliance.
Here we go. Do you want to go with a warm-up one before you get to those?
No. I'm going for it.
Shout it out or raise your hand.
All right. Yes. Okay. So update. I finished 5 times in so many different ways in 30 minutes. I find myself coming back to this. I'm going to need to start laying on a tarp. Ladies, this is a must-have. Is that a toy or an appliance?
That's got to
That is absolutely a T-O-Y.
Yes.
Very good.
Just the enthusiasm with which she wrote that, I think, is impressive.
Yeah, it's just exclamation marks. Well, I love it.
And descriptive.
I love it. When they have exclamation marks.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Here's one. This guy did not have exclamation marks. All right.
Okay.
I got this from my now ex-wife before I deployed. It obviously wasn't satisfying enough because within 2 weeks, she was getting the real thing instead of using this. Would not buy again.
These are reviews on Amazon.
Toy or an appliance?
I mean, it's got to be an appliance, but I don't know what appliance it would be.
That actually might be the butterfly.
It was a toy. He was not writing about a blender.
No.
No, he's not.
Where do you want? How about the name of the toy? Let's go deeper in this.
The Lalo Soroya.
Here, show me a picture because it's pleasurable to look at.
Oh my goodness!
What were we gonna ask, Carm? Sorry.
No, I just want to see the picture now. I've completely lost focus.
I want to see the picture.
You were gonna ask me where did I get these reviews?
Yes, no. I was gonna ask you that, Patty.
All from Amazon.com.
Oh, okay.
They're just on there.
Mark, when you come to the realization, 20 years in marriage for me, that the only thing my wife needs me for can be replaced by a toy.
There you go.
She needs me for nothing when you got the Lalo out there.
Now, isn't it pleasurable to look at?
It's got a little chrome.
It's got a little.
You're trying to get rid
pink.
Of Mark and I, aren't you?
No, not at all. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to get rid of myself.
I'm not sure expression, Carm.
Stop showing that to me,
Carm. Looks a little bit.
Well, it just further.
This
confuses me about the female. I just don't understand what's going on there at all.
Mark, it confuses me about the female.
Right? I mean.
All right, buddy. So.
I mean, what do you guys do? How do you do it?
You're not alone.
You're a superior gentleman.
I have to clear my search history. Hold on one second.
Excuse me. Where do I find them? That's what's going to pop up.
Does Tom Skilling get retargeted with that computer?
Yes. Maybe some ads popping up on his screen. What happened here? Carm,
start showing up in his Facebook news feed.
Would you like that in pink or blue?
Conversion's going to go up right in this room.
Yes. I know the
We're
first half hour
see
of your
a
show.
Sales spike. Call that company and see if they see a sales spike.
I think we buy some
computer.
Stock in that soon.
Hashtag Lalo.
All right.
Lalo. L-E-L-O. Carm, what's coming up on your show?
Well, we're gonna celebrate some sports to start, Patty. Imagine
Why?
That.
What kind of sports news is there this week? Holy cats, Carm.
I heard you giving love with Mark DiCarlo about the Cubbies and the White Sox. And of course,
the Hawks.
Yeah, there's this team that's on the station, the Chicago Blackhawks. We were building a bridge last night of enthusiasm, of belief, and we're going to continue to do that tonight. I want the whole city to wake up. In anticipation.
Pumped.
That's right. Let's never say die an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done since the late 90s, which nobody can remember anyway, right?